1-800-955-5567 is the number. We'll be talking to Sean White in a little bit. We'll have to ask him what the grossest thing that he's witnessed in public. And he's been all over the world. And when you go to different parts of the world, I mean, you're going to see a lot of stuff you wouldn't see on the streets in America.
But it's customary over there, so you're like, oh, I guess it's no big deal.
Especially when you're when you go to the Olympics as many times as Sean has, when you're like, everybody from every country is there. And it's like, oh, we do this all the time. We just poop where we walk.
I'm sure that urinal thing he's probably seen, like certain parts of the world.
Yeah, Sean's going to be promoting Air and Style. It is a two-day event at the Rose Bowl with 32 of the world's top skiers and snowboarders competing along with 13 bands performing on multiple stages. It will take place February 21st and 22nd. And you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. I think we got Sean on the phone.
Cool.
Hello, Sean White.
Hey, Sean.
Hi.
What's happening?
How you doing, man?
How's it going? Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
I want to ask you first, before we get into this whole big event that you got going on at the Rose Bowl, what is the grossest thing that you've witnessed somebody do in public that they probably should have been doing in private?
Oh, man.
I know, the brain goes, I've seen so much.
And we've gone from the picking, you know, people picking their teeth or flossing to people actually, you know, pooping in urinals. I mean, do you have a...
Oh, wow,
you've
yeah.
been all over the world, Sean.
I've witnessed some emergencies where some people are just like, it's happening. I'm gonna crap my pants.
Now, were those mountain emergencies? Like you're up snowboarding with somebody and they're like, oh my God, let's go.
That's nature, you know. That's accepted. This was like outside of the bar, outside of like your friend's house. He's like, oh hey, I'm gonna run home real quick, and you're like, why? Where you gotta go? He's like, oh, I gotta do some things. You know?
Got some things. What's up? Something came up.
Guys, got some business to take care of.
Yeah, what's wrong? What's going on? But bad.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of stuff on today's show, Sean. You just happened to call us at this point when we're talking about gross things that you've seen in public. But this event that you have going on, Air and Style, it's a two-day event at the Rose Bowl with top skiers and snowboarders. And the crazy thing is, it says you have some 16-story high, 450-foot long ramp and a 70-foot jump.
This is inside the Rose Bowl?
This is actually outside of the Rose Bowl. The ramp itself is bigger than the bowl, so we had to put it out on the lawn.
That's cool.
But yeah, I mean, this event, it's amazing. It started 20 years ago in Austria. You know, I was a competitor at the event, and then I became a host of the event, and I loved that role, an ambassador for the sport, and I'm now the owner of the event. And my first team was like, we should bring this to the United States for the first time ever. But the event, it's more like a Coachella-type event meets X Games. So, you know, we have this massive music lineup. Kendrick Lamar, Steve Aoki, The Flaming Lips are playing, Diplo, Edward Sharpe, The Magnetic Zero.
And this awesome band, Bad Things.
That's right.
That's an awesome band.
Yeah, the band I play in, Bad Things. We'll be playing an appropriate time slot. Definitely, you know.
Yeah, we played a little bit of your music earlier.
So
but yeah, and then we have the massive ramp, and I mean these are the world's best snowboarders and skiers coming to compete, and this is a tour. So this actually started in China in December, made its way to Austria, and now it's going to end in Los Angeles here. So all these guys are really gunning to win the title.
Sean, have you ever seen a ramp? I mean, even you, because I mean, obviously you're a record holder and an Olympic gold medalist and all that. But have you ever seen a ramp where you're like, I don't think I'm going to. Like, it's just where it's, like, too out of control. Where you're like, I can't risk that.
Plenty of times.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you got to imagine you show up and somebody's like, what do you think? And you're like, nope.
No, not going to have it.
Is that your brain telling you that? Or is that like when you get up to the edge and your testicles actually back up inside your snow pants, you're like, okay, my testicles said, no, we're not doing this.
A mixture of things, you know. You show up in New Zealand and it's like Mordor, and you're like, okay, I don't know, it's icy and cold, and then you get up there and it's just like this mammoth of a jump, and you're just like, I don't think so.
Now, I was watching the X Games on the weekend. On Saturday, I was watching the X Games. Now, I don't know if it was like one of those replay highlights of the X Games, but it was on Saturday, and I was watching it, and it was the half pipe, and you were competing in it, and you did a great job. And they're like, is he going to get the medals? And then a couple guys went after you, and you ended up getting bumped out of the medals in that particular event. But as far as, like, you know, you taking the sport to a different level, I mean, the kids now who are snowboarding are just ridiculous. I mean, you raise the bar so high that their talent now is so – ridiculous. It was fun watching. I had no idea what I was watching or how the spins or the lingo, but it was like, do you feel pride even though you don't medal because these kids looked at you and now they pushed themselves so far that they're just incredible?
Well, I'm just impressed. You know, it's great. It's nice. I mean, even as a competitor, like, I've been doing this for so long that it's you know, I was sponsored when I was 7. I went pro at 13. So to see...
Who's your sponsor? Legos? I mean, who sponsors a 7-year-old?
Yeah, Burton Snowboards, oddly enough, man, since I was 7. So, I mean, you see these guys, these talented riders, and it's inspiring. You know, they give you kind of like, oh, this is great. There's new faces and new excitement in the sport, and it's awesome. But everybody started harping on my age recently because the latest guy was like... 14 years old, and so I was like, damn, in comparison.
Sean White, the old timer.
I'm a lot older than him, which was funny, but, you know, this X Games for me was about just having fun. I mean, actually, ESPN is supporting Aaron Style by airing our TV episodes on ESPN from the event, and so as a support thing, I was like, hey, I should come to X Games and, you know, ride a little, say hi to the fans, and go on SportsCenter, talk about the event, those things, and because usually I take a year off after the Olympics to refocus, refresh, and set new goals and get back out there. So next year will actually be a big contest season.
Now, Sean, I've never snowboarded before, ever. And now a lot of people, like Frank, will say, I don't know if you should. Do you think that you, Sean White, can teach anybody how to snowboard?
Oh, of course.
Really?
Course.
There's hope for me.
You know. I would be excited for you. It's fun. I mean, it's that learning curve. It's that beginning. Everything's exciting.
I hit that lip and, face plant.
But you just don't be ashamed to look incredibly foolish. Everybody shows up like, I don't want to fall and look lame.
Yeah, I got my gear on.
I think the most intimidating part of the beginner. The most intimidating part of the beginner is when you actually have your snowboard on and you're getting off the lift for the first time. And you have no idea what to expect getting off a lift with a snowboard on. You're like, oh, no, what's going to happen?
Right.
I mean, that's the most intimidating
part.
You're
taking everybody with you. You're going down.
Yeah, it's just bodies and boards.
Okay.
Right.
It's fun, you know.
Sean, thank you so much for calling. Next time you're in town, why don't you come by and hang out with us, because we'd love to have you in studio. Go to the Air and Style. It's at the Rose Bowl, 2-day event, 21st, 22nd of February. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And be sure and follow Sean on Twitter at Sean White. And I like the fact that it's the band. It's like
Coachella
X Games, a little combined right there.
That sounds awesome, Sean.
And kids under 10 get in free with the paid adults, so bring the kids. I mean, it's a family event as well.
All right, nice. Man. Thank you
Thanks,
so
Sean.
Much.
Right on. Thank you,
Good
guys.
Luck with everything. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. When we come back, we got the 8:30 round of the Know Whats. It's all the news that you actually need to know, and that is next. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.